When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah! Well, tonight's kind of important. Should probably find a way to get it done tonight. How you feeling, Slee?
Feeling okay.
Yeah?
Feeling all right.
Just okay?
Yeah, just okay.
Just okay.
Yeah,
I understand.
We got some work to do.
I understand.
We got some work to do.
Your favorite team in the world is, you know, not in the best spot.
Then I got to go fight on the other side. On the other side, it's like... basically, me picking the Nuggets in six is like a cardinal sin. I'm like, guys, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Did no one else watch the season?
Well, I got Kobe over there. Is like Kobe's like Lakers in five. You told me that last week. I'm like, Kobe, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
can we be a little objective here? So now I'm throwing punches over there just to get over here.
Yeah, that's wrong.
The hell's going on?
Frog
here?
Is wrong. Frog is wrong. Roars to you, Em.
Roars.
Buenos dias, Jorge.
Hey, buenos dias.
Good weekend, everybody. Other than the Dodgers losing 2 out of 3, Lakers losing the game that mattered, and losing it exactly the way that we were afraid they might lose it. Other than that, everybody have a good weekend.
My kickball team won in a very sad, disappointing way. So we were playing a team that's much better than us. They were like the Nuggets to us. We are a good team, but they
are you
like
the Spurs or are you the Lakers?
We're this team's Lakers.
Okay.
We're a good team. We could beat almost every other team, but we definitely cannot beat this team. And so this team, we were locked up we play 7 innings or 40 minutes, whatever is the first to happen. And so we were in the 5th inning. And it's locked up at 2-2. We
tight
played
game.
Great defense on both sides, great kicking
defense,
on both sides.
Kickball defense, Al.
Yeah. I didn't know
well,
that.
Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, baseball has defense, kickball
sure,
has defense.
No, I get it.
And so we get to it's the last inning. So it's still 2-2. Their captain gets
are
on base.
Are you home or are they visiting team?
We are the visiting team.
Okay.
No, we're the home team.
Okay.
No, sorry. We got the chance to answer. So
okay, you're the home team.
We're the home team.
Got it.
So they get their captain gets on base, gets to second base, and then she's very aggressive, gets to third, and without us knowing, and we're like, oh no!
Like you can steal.
She didn't steal, but she did.
You know, you could steal
a kickball version of stealing.
This is all new to me.
Yeah. So anyway, so she's on third, and they're doing well, and then one kick goes, and we decided to throw home instead of getting the easy out. Not my decision. I said we need outs. We don't need to get the home person.
I feel like I've rubbed off on you. Collect outs.
Yes.
We got to collect outs when they bunt, when they try to move a guy over. You got to collect an out. Well, the worst thing that can happen is you try to get an out and you don't get an out, and the run scores. Now we're nowhere.
Who's managing that team?
I don't
know. Exactly. No, I was saying, hey guys, we just need an out. We need an out more than we need to get the person out at home. And so then keeps going. No one's listening to me. We allow 8 freaking runs in 1 inning. It's almost like the Nuggets opening up in that third quarter or second quarter and getting 12 points
off. Did you pull a LeBron and just stand there and watch it happen in the second half?
I was in the outfield, so I could stand there and let it happen. And it was very disappointing.
I'm sorry.
We ended up losing
that
game, and I still heard about it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We're sorry for your loss.
I don't know which loss I care more about, the Lakers or my kickball loss.
I think I know which one you care more about.
Yeah.
I think I could probably guess. Jorge, did I see you limping?
Yeah, you did.
Oh my God.
Soccer?
Yeah.
No. Being stupid, that's what it is.
Not
what?
Soccer?
We'll get to the stupidity of it all.
But happy birthday to my brother Andy and my father-in-law, Raul, 68 and 18.
Oh, happy birthday to Raul and
Randy.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Tauruses.
Yeah.
Do you just know that off the top of your head?
Yeah.
You just know the...
I'm pretty sure the Tauruses, yeah.
Did you say Andy or Randy?
Randy and Raul.
Randy, okay.
Yeah, double R.
R&R. You said Randy, right?
I said Randy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I heard Andy, and then I heard you say Randy, and I was going to say, no, Trav.
No, it's Randy.
No.
I know it's the brother.
It's Randy.
I know the brother. I know the brother. We're going to talk about D'Lo being bad. We'll talk about Darvin being bad. We'll talk about the things that happened.
Denver being good.
Denver's really good. Really. Jamal Murray wasn't great, but he was pretty good when they needed him
and
to be good.
Timely.
Jokic was great. LeBron, pretty darn good. AD, pretty darn good. But can we just cut right to it? Was this not exactly what we were afraid of? Because talking about it last week, getting once you knew that they were going to play the Nuggets, mm-hmm. once you knew that this is it was going to be the matchup, we knew it was going to be hard.
Yeah, it was
you
on
knew
Sunday.
All of this stuff. This was what we thought. Hey, you know what could happen? AD and LeBron could be really good, and they could still lose. Hey, you know what could happen? If D'Angelo has a bad night, they're in deep, deep trouble. Hey, you know what's going to happen? One team's got a much better coach than the other team. All of these things, the supporting cast, that if the two best players on each team kind of neutralize each other, which is kind of what happened, it's going to come down to the supporting cast. Hey, Denver's supporting cast is a lot better. Check, 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 check. Right on down the line, all of those things. This is the bad. This is the worst matchup for them. They got the unfavorable draw through the tournament this
Everything
time.
Everything evens out. If you got the favorable draw last year, you're not going to get it this year.
Everything that could have gone to that, it did. In one afternoon, it was kind of like, oh, right. We're right back where we started.
Okay, tell me what was – it's funny, watching the game on Saturday night, it felt like every other regular season game that I've seen the Lakers and the Nuggets play. It felt like every playoff game that I've seen the Lakers and the Nuggets play. And when you've lost now 9 games in a row to one team, forget the X's and O's for a quick second. Forget D'Lo going 6-20 and 1-9 from three. We'll
it's
get
the
into
20
that.
That's troubling.
Forget the Darvin Ham not running plays while Michael Malone is running plays. Put all that to the side for a quick second. It is impossible, and I don't care what every Laker says, and I don't care what Darvin Ham says, any of these guys, that it's not in your psyche a little bit, period. You're going to tell me, and I know LeBron already answered this question on Saturday, that he's not wired that way. There's got to be at least a little bit of ounce in every one of these players that are saying before the game even starts, I don't know if we can beat the Denver Nuggets. It's 9 in a row. So I think to go off of your point, we'll get into all the details. Psychologically for the Lakers. Are you not walking into games now? Because Saturday, even when you went up 12, I thought it was more demoralizing that they went up 12 and the 12-point lead was gone in 30 seconds.
That might be generous. It felt like 5. It was
the psyche part.
Here's the
it's
thing.
Impossible that's not psyche.
I think as human beings, we kind of fall into two things. We are optimistic. I think generally speaking, we're hoping that the good thing is around the corner. Yeah. We want the good thing to be around the corner. You can kind of trick yourself or maybe lie to yourself a little bit. Hey, this time is going to be different. And tonight's the night where D'Angelo is going to make shot. Tonight's the night where they're going to be able to use him defensively. Tonight's the night where this, and this is going to happen. Darvin's going to have all of these things. And you go in there thinking, hey, here it is. You jump out to a 12-point lead. You are playing pretty darn well. Mm-hmm. All of the things that you're hoping. And then what you just said. Wait, we're up 12, and the only reason we're even up at the half is because LeBron hit a logo three. We got a little lucky to even have a lead at the halfway point, despite having, was it 15 at one point, I want to say?
I want to say 12. Was
it 12 was the most?
They were up, and okay. 15 might have been the most that
12
went up.
So we're up 12, and then you turn around, it's like, it's happening again. D'Lo can't make a shot. They just went on another one of these runs. Third quarter happens, and it's like, oh, yeah, here they come. And it just
32-18 in the third.
It went from pretty close, competitive, hey, we're in this, to, yeah, we can't beat these guys. It's happening again. From optimism to fait accompli of here it comes again, and we can't stop it from happening. That's got to be really, like, to your point, deeply demoralizing to, I don't have an answer for this problem. Better coach, better stars, or at least comparable stars, a much better supporting cast, and the guy that we talked, both of us, we agreed, the guy that this series was going to turn on, D'Angelo Russell, had a really bad night.
So it's the same script. Tell me what changed.
Nothing.
And that's what I mean by the demoralizing part, because you could be a player, a coach, part of the front office, or just a Laker fan, and you're watching that game saying, guys, I've seen this story before. This is the same script. You're basically taking the same movie and you're rewriting it again in a different game. Now, here's if the goal had to be this walking into Denver. You need to grab one. They haven't lost two yet. They lost one. You got a chance tonight. But if that doesn't tell you just another, they got to play perfect. I mean, the Lakers to beat the Denver Nuggets have to have a game where you and I are sitting here and we're saying, Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, Rui Hachimura, Dinwiddie was good off the bench, and oh yeah, everybody. LeBron and Anthony Davis were good as well. Darvin did this to get one game, and I know that sounds a little ludicrous here. They got to play perfect against Denver because you could still even have really, really good game against the Nuggets and still lose.
I perfect is one way you can beat them, but we know how often perfect happens. Almost never. The way that they're going to beat them is Denver's going to have to play bad, and they don't play bad very often. That the Lakers are going to have to play. The Lakers minus D'Angelo were pretty – it was okay, right? It felt like it was at least in the ballpark. They're going to have to – you're not going to go up to them. They're going to have to come down to you. That feels like the
– And that happens.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to happen four times. That's the – it might happen once. It might even happen twice. Mm-hmm. Maybe once you can get to their level and you throw in one more basket than they do. But it doesn't feel like the floor for the Nuggets is going to drop low enough for the Lakers to clear that bar. It just – we saw it. Every possible – like, it was, hey, was AD good? Yeah. Did they lose? Yeah. Hey, was LeBron good? Yeah. Did they lose? Yeah. Was Darvin a factor? Unfortunately, yes. Mm-hmm. Was D'Lo struggling? Unfortunately, yes. That all of those little things, you need, if there's 10 things, I need 9 of them to go this way to win. And if 7 of them don't, well, you had 9 of them not. I mean, everything. Everything that was a factor to leading you to not win, and not only to not win, but to your point, to be demoralized in it.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
This is just my watching enough Lakers basketball. There's something about the team, too, that it makes me think more of like a front runner. When things
the
are
Lakers?
Going, yeah, I'll tell you what I mean by that. When things are going well, that extra pass.
Mm-hmm.
There's guys now all over the place on defense. There's guys communicating. There's some swagger to them. But damn, the moment it starts going wrong, all of a sudden the body language changes. I mean, I'm watching LeBron yesterday. LeBron didn't have a bad game yesterday.
No.
But damn, are there some times with his body language where I'm like, all right, that's certainly not going to help the rest of the squad.
I know he would never say it, Al, but do you get the sense that he's like, yeah, we don't have the cards.
So,
like, we just don't have the cards to win this hand.
I agree with you. He'll never say it.
Right.
I agree also that it's impossible to think in the back of your mind, I've lost 9 straight times to
the
same
way.
Team. To the same team.
The same team the same way.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, it'd be one thing if Jamal Murray went, you know, I didn't make it, 15 out of 16 from the 3-point line. What do you want me to do with that? Like, I can't, but it's the same thing.
Denver wasn't perfect by any stretch on Saturday.
But they were a lot more consistent, and they got, let's do this next.
Yep.
They got better looks when they needed better looks. When something had to kind of go their way, they were able to give themselves a chance to make that happen. And the opposite was not true of the Lakers. We'll get into that next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
So you wished your brother and your father-in-law a happy birthday.
Birthday.
You guys have a little party this weekend?
Saturday was my brother's birthday, a little celebration dinner at my mom's place.
Okay.
And then yesterday was at my father-in-law's place.
And this is your younger brother, Randy, who's turned 18?
Oh, 18, yeah.
18. Sure.
18, and I get to his house, well, my mom's house, and he's in workout gear. Like, he's just comfortable. I'm like, hey, it's your birthday. He's like, yeah, I want to be comfortable. I'm like, it looks like you're going to work out or something. My other brother is there with my nephew who runs track.
Okay.
Aiden is in high school. He's a sophomore in high school, and he runs track or cross country.
Yep.
And he's talking about his new shoes, is this and this. So we're talking about running, you know, whatever. So then my brother says, hey, man, I bet I can take you on. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I think I see you on a race from like outside of the street from pole to pole.
He challenges you right. to a sprint race.
So then my brother.
I'd like, this is going to end badly.
So then my brother's like, yo, man, like, you don't want the smoke because we've seen him run over the past 3 weeks.
Your older brother saying this.
I'm the oldest. Oh, Aldo's like the middle.
Okay. Yep.
So Aldo's like, you don't want to call him out. And Aiden's like, yeah, Uncle Randy's like, you don't want to face him. Like, I've seen him run like over the past 3 weekends. He's like, you don't want to do that. And then we're very competitive, all four of us. You know, we're just very, very competitive. So I'm like, you know what, dude? Give me 5-10 minutes. Let me stretch some, and then we'll go outside. So then my mom's
like, 5-10 minutes. I'm going to talk to the man upstairs.
So then my mom's like, what's
going
on?
Pray to God.
We're going to go race outside. So I stretch.
Was your mom trying to call this off? Was she trying to say it's a bad idea for everybody?
Yeah. So then we go outside, and we run from pole to pole, and I beat him.
By how much?
By a body.
Okay. You outran an 18-year-old.
Yeah, by a body.
It's impressive.
That is impressive.
Then he's
how
like,
long was the race?
I don't know. From
50 yards?
Maybe 40.
Okay, hypothetically, do you have a psychological advantage over him? Like, has he lost 8 in a row in the past? And this number 9.
So he starts, you know, telling me, my takeoff was off, and I'm not a sprinter. Like, I pitched. He's giving me all the excuses. I'm like, I can go again. If you want to go again, you want to go again. Aldo's like, yo, you let him warm up. You're done. You're not going to beat him after this. So we run again, and I beat him, this time, you know, by quite a good distance.
So you've already gone twice. You've already sprinted twice now.
So then Aiden and my brother.
And you didn't just go right back inside. And said, I'm going to go get
crack
something
open
to eat,
a Modelo,
get a beer,
and put your feet up.
So then Aldo and Aiden are like, oh, we want to get in this. I'm like, well, let's go. I'll smoke all of you guys. So then Randy's girlfriend comes out. She's like, oh, I want to record this. So she's recording this. And then I said, okay, fine. So we're very competitive. I'm like, what's your excuses now? Like, you guys are going to have excuses. So I'm like, Randy, I'm going to embarrass you in front of your girlfriend right now. You're 18, losing to a 40-year-old. Okay. Right now, I'm going to embarrass you in front of your girlfriend.
But the first two W's did not include video.
Nothing.
Okay.
Sure, they did.
Third race. I take off, right? I'm about to finish, cross the pole, and I pull my quad. I felt it. I'm just like, okay, I'm done. Finished.
Immediate
pain. I felt pain.
It let go.
A shocking pain from my knee all the way up to like.
Okay, I have many, many questions about this.
Can I just start off with this one? Were you in the lead when that happened?
Yep, I was about to cross finish.
Sure you were.
Well, this one, there could be video. This one is the only one that we have video on.
I'll ask them for the videos. And then, okay. We'll post them. But
okay.
I feel like the Tin Man. I need oil in my knees. Like, waking
this guy's
up.
Walking with me to go get coffee, and like the whole thing was
Look, you're fit. You move gracefully, all of these things, but you're not looking good today. Here's my number one question. After you beat him the first time.
Walk away, I know.
Just like, we're done here. No, go again. It's not my problem. You had your shot. I won.
Sounds like a vet right here.
30, no, never seriously. Give them another chance to beat you. That's it. And then you can do the Seinfeld. I choose not to run. Because for the rest of his life, you're like, look.
Right. You can only go down.
You were 18, I was 37, and I beat you. We're done here. I'm faster than you.
And then the other two jump in. Well, we want a piece of. I'm like, you sure? Okay, I got one more in.
You got a little cocky after you went 2-0 and you started to feel yourself a little bit.
I went 3-0 and I was like, okay, I'm done. I was done. Like,
I mean, even the second one is in question. The fact that he went 2 and you got the second one under your belt. Bro, I'm going right inside right away. I'm saying the champ is here. I'm ringing the doorbell as I walk in.
Of course.
Oh, man. The excuses.
It's pretty funny.
My takeoff was bad. My shoes are untied.
Not my problem.
We're running uphill. I was like, dude, stop.
Not my problem. I beat the kids in horse when they were 7. We haven't played since.
I remember my parents used to race me in swimming when me and my sisters were competitive swimmers, like top in the state competitive swimmers. It was probably around 7 years old that we started to be faster than parents. Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that you could do is if the competition is we're taking a jumper. Okay, you could do that when you're 60, right?
Sure,
that's okay. If you're playing ping pong, you don't have to move. That's okay.
Air hockey.
Air hockey is probably a straight up sprint. is real deal right there.
See, here's the thing. You, as the kids are getting older, and my kids are all grown now, right? They're all adults for all intents and purposes, at least legally speaking, that there comes a point where you realize he can beat me now. She can beat me now. you know what? We're going to do this one time, and I still have a psychological advantage. I still have an experience advantage. I will.
But then it's over.
I can beat them at this simply because I'm better at understanding how to win the game. Mm-hmm. And then you have to realize that's it. I'm never do because they're better at it than I am right now, and you don't want to be on the wrong side of it. I'm sorry that you're limping, but at least you got the victory.
Sprints.
Hey,
gave him three.
3-0, baby. That's all that matters. I beat all those foos, so it's all good.
Again, sure you did.
Yeah, there's no video. It didn't happen, right? We'll get to Lakers in just one sec. I don't want to peel the whole onion right now. Did you go on Mace's podcast on Saturday?
I did.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Okay. I have questions about
there's
that
There's a
as
bit
well.
Of Wi-Fi technical difficulties, so it lasted a little longer than we probably should have.
Okay.
Sure there was.
No,
joking.
It was on my end. My house is having tricky Wi-Fi, but we'll talk about it later.
All right. We will get into that as well. D'Lo did the
Pay
thing.
Your internet bill, Mace.
D'Lo did the thing that I think every Laker fan was most worried about. I think we knew LeBron would show up. Honestly, if we're being perfectly, you know, transparent and all this, I wasn't even really worried about AD showing up. Like, he's had such a good season, and
he was great. The only player
he was great.
That I walked away. And I know LeBron had a pretty good night as well, but I could poke some stuff into LeBron. I couldn't poke a hole in AD.
No, LeBron had 7 turnovers, but LeBron was much more good than he wasn't, right? Like, if you got that from him night after night, you'd probably live with it. AD was great. The question was always coming into the series. The question was last year when they played the Nuggets that he got benched to the point where he was unplayable was, what is D'Angelo Russell going to look like? Is he going to look like the guy that was in the Lakers starting line virtually the entire year? And oh, by the way, terrific. Probably got himself a long-term contract, if not with the Lakers, somewhere else, and maybe with the Lakers. Or is it going to be the guy that throughout his career in the NBA has been a substandard playoff performer? Well, we got the answer. He was a substandard playoff performer on Saturday. All the old questions came back. Darvin talking about, hey, he missed some shots. We had some good looks. But we're right back when you and I talked on Friday. How long can you get that performance before you realize, I can't use that performance, I have to try something else?
So it's impossible to not walk into this series with that being one of the main question marks.
Sure.
Right? That's of course, that's a conversation, because it was D'Lo versus Denver last year that averaged 6 points in the playoffs, something like that. It's not the same D'Lo. If I said, here are D'Lo's stats, I'm not going to tell you how many shots he made, but I'm just going to tell you the stats. You didn't watch the game, and I told you that D'Angelo Russell took 9 three-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
I would think, and I told you that he took 20 shots.
Yeah.
I would think that
he was on fire.
Oh, D'Lo must have been having a game.
Right.
And listen, this is what I would think. I would think to myself, if D'Lo's taking 9 threes and he's taking 20 jumpers total, then, all right, D'Angelo Russell must have had a game. And then you look at the details. He went 1 of 9 from 3. He went 6 of 20. I like that D'Angelo Russell was aggressive. I like that D'Angelo Russell understands he's got to hit jumpers if the Lakers are going to win the series. Can't go 1 for 9. You can't go 6 for 20. I mean, if we're putting this much stake on D'Angelo Russell, and in game one, he's 1 for 9 and 6 of 20. And you know, he said something post-game show, and here's how he can shut me up and a lot of other Laker fans. He said something post-game that he's excited. He's excited because he got so many good looks that he's going to hit him in game two. Okay, I'm with
you
on that.
It's not unreasonable.
I was going to say, I'm with you on that.
I'm all right with that.
There is just no world that the Lakers are hanging in a game against Denver where he takes more shots than LeBron James and he only hits 6 of them, goes 6 of 20.
So I'm with you. There are certain guys that if they're just missing shots, I don't care how many shots they take. If Luka misses 30 shots in a row, keep firing.
Steph.
If Steph misses 30 in a row, keep firing. Mm-hmm. There are guys, just keep shooting. I don't care. They're going to start
going.
It
will average itself out.
They're going to start going in. You're our best player. You're our shot. Keep going. And if at the end of the night you're 4 for 28, you're 4, whatever, what are you going to do? D'Angelo Russell's not one of those guys. AD was having a good game. LeBron was having a good game. There are other options. And this is, look, D'Angelo didn't get the ball in the basket. I'll give him a little bit of grace, and sometimes the shots don't go down.
I agree.
I thought that the vast majority of shots were actually pretty good shots. They just didn't go in. But he doesn't have a perpetual green light the way that the other guys do. That somebody, I don't know, let me just throw something at the wall. Maybe the head coach does something along the lines, listen, man, it's not falling for you tonight. We're going to have to go to plan B. he's not Steph Curry. He's not Luka. You don't get to just keep firing. You're not one of those guys. And if he's going to keep firing, I got to make something else happen. And neither of those two things happened. The ball didn't go in. He kept shooting, and nobody did anything about it. That's a recipe for exactly what happened, to lose again, have us right back here going into game two tonight with a, how long do you let him do it again? Let's say as a first quarter tonight, ball's not going in. We're going to roll it? Okay, ball didn't go in the second quarter either. We're going to roll it? You're now a half away from being down 2-0. They're not going to beat the Nuggets 4 out of 5. I don't think they're going to beat the Nuggets 4 out of 6. They're in deep, 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 deep trouble tonight, right? If they don't win this game, deep trouble. If it's not happening,
I think I have it. How long do you go? I think I have it. And listen, I'm going to give D'Lo the benefit of doubt of this because he has been great for most of the season. About 3 months, he's been playing really good basketball. And I think he's a big difference of why the Lakers were able to kind of turn the season around. They ended up 12 games over 500. There was a time where I'm like, that will never happen. I think you have the first half if you're D'Angelo Russell. I'm talking about if I'm Darvin Ham and I'm running the Los Angeles Lakers. He doesn't have the green light for 48 minutes. He has a green light for 24 minutes. And we could do this coming back, but you can't dig yourself a hole down 0-2 because D'Angelo Russell shot you out of the first two games. So we could do that when we come back.
And it could be that by the end of the night. We're doing it. It's coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. I don't know about you, Al, last night, but I had my first hot night's sleep in quite some time. It's turning. We've turned the corner.
Yeah.
It's where NextGen comes in. You got to make sure that your system is going at its best. And that's why NextGen, the official AC heat and plumbing company of SoCal sports fans, they're the best. They're the best in the biz. Thousands of 5-star reviews online to prove it. And right now you can get that system up and running at its absolute best. A 28-point full heat and AC safety inspection and tune-up for just $44 right now through April 30th. Just $44 to ensure that your system stays running strong all year long. And they're going to throw in a free air filter at no extra charge. So say goodbye to your AC heating and plumbing problems. NextGen is the only name that you need to remember for a safe, comfy home. And if you're concerned about the air quality, allergy problems, call NextGen. Breathe easy with indoor air quality solutions to fit any budget. That's 833-3-NEXTGEN. 833-3-NEXGEN or visit nextgenairandplumbing.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
NFL draft on Thursday, Slade.
Yeah.
Rams, for the first time, really since they've been in L.A., have a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Because they picked Jared Goff before they got here, right? They Goff's first year was here, but it's kind of we didn't get the drama of it all. They finally have one. I'm excited for it. I'm not going to lie. Locked On Rams is available, free and available wherever you get your podcast, never behind a paywall, and there is a YouTube component. Just
well,
what I'm saying.
Still don't really know, right, that they're using it or not.
I think they're going to move up.
Move up.
I think they're going to move. I hope they moving up's the most fun.
Yeah, because then you're like, oh, what are they going to do with
it? Right.
Are they going to get something that you can use right now? Is it
going to
be a sexy pick? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be, is it a quarterback? Is it whatever? Like
moving down is always like, okay, yeah, I get it. It's smart. You get a couple more picks. Boo.
It's like pick. It's not sexy and fun. It's just you got to move up.
Yeah.
And be like, ooh.
Let's get reckless.
They must really hope for this person.
Let's take a long shot. Let's not do that. That would be a very bad deal. When is Darvin Ham going to do the thing that Michael Malone does and that the good coaches do, which is, you know what, we're a little disorganized, we're a little out of sorts, that we're not playing great right now. Let's stop this, let's reset, let's come out, let's run a couple of crisp, clean, effective plays. Maybe the ball goes in, maybe it doesn't, but we're gonna run something here. Looks like the Nuggets have a plan. It looks like the Lakers are just hoping that it breaks their way. Is that too much of an oversimplification? They never look like they have a plan.
It's my biggest criticism watching the game on Saturday. Not that it was a shock or a surprise, but it was incredibly frustrating. When the Nuggets need a basket, a couple things are happening. Either they're calling a timeout, they're saying, everybody just calm down here for a quick second, or Michael Malone is yelling at Jamal Murray and saying, this is the set we are running. And Jamal Murray walks the ball up the floor, barely gets past half court. Everything is precise. And whatever they play, Jokic is coming. Michael Porter is in motion. Whatever they're doing, everybody's on the same page. And they do that when they need it most. I think there's what you don't want to do. You want a free flow as best as you can. And sometimes less thinking is better. But there's going to be moments during a game where it's like, guys, we got to get a basket right now just to kind of slow things down. Or this bucket that goes in, now Denver's got to call timeout because it's such a critical stage. Damn, are the Lakers just running around. And I think what you just said is they're hoping for something to go good rather than we are in control of what happens in this possession. The shot might not go in, but we're going to get the shot that we're looking for. That was arguably the most frustrating thing watching the game on Saturday. Michael Malone's got his team organized. I don't feel like Darvin Ham has the Lakers organized.
There's just so few areas where the Lakers have an advantage. And maybe the answer may be they might not have any advantage. The advantage may be they're a little more experienced because LeBron has been doing this forever. Maybe that's the one advantage they have. But this guy's on the other side. They just went through it last year, so they know it. The best player on the floor is on the other team. He's going to win the MVP again for the third time, okay? The second best player on the floor might be on the other team too, okay? That's a problem. The depth, them. Home court, them. Hmm. The coach, them. Hmm. Like, you're trying to win one of these head-to-head things and hope, okay, hey, maybe we've got the better coach and he can just find a scheme to do this. Or we've got the best player. Like, this is a one-off and the guy's just going to kill him by himself all night long, every night, the way that LeBron James might have been able to do 10 years ago, 5 years ago. He's just not that guy anymore. Where is their advantage? And it just, when you see the disadvantages and they're even getting more open, like we're talking about with the coach, like we're talking about with D'Angelo, unfortunately having a bad night, not being able to knock down his shots, your hands just go be like, there is no solution to this problem if those gaps get wider because you're already behind.
Yeah, it's, and I know this is something that you've emphasized, but damn, does it become glaring when you start slowing the game down in the playoffs? Right? Doesn't it become more and more glaring? Look, 82 game set, things are going to happen.
And we got another one tomorrow night in another city against another team.
Well, you got another one coming up tomorrow. Yeah, you're right.
Against a different team. We're going to play it slightly differently.
Different team, plus it could be you went from playing a good team to a really bad team, but you beat the bad team, so everything looks okay because you got that one W. I'll go back to this, and we were starting to talk a little bit about D'Angelo, mm-hmm. and here's where Darvin Ham doesn't have – he's got control to an extent in this game. Darvin Ham can't hit a wide-open jumper and hope it goes in for D'Angelo Russell. Either D'Lo's going to hit that or he's not. And I think we both agree that, you know, they say, what's the saying in a seven-game set? A series doesn't start until the road team gets a win.
Somebody wins on the road, yeah.
That is not the case in this series. It's not. It's not. And,
right.
I'll tell you why, because I think we both agree that these first two games – if there's somebody out there who was making predictions before the series started and they said Lakers in six or seven or whatever the case is, it all comes down to this game. You said it earlier, you're not beating the Lakers or you're not beating the Nuggets 4 out of 5 games. Darvin Ham has to coach this game in complete desperation.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't like the it's only game two. I was trying to tell Michael this on Saturday. I was like, Michael, they can't lose the first two games. He's like, well, what if the Lakers win the next two at Crypto? Okay, I get that. I understand technically they can do that. I don't have confidence if it's now, what would it be now, 10 games in a row that they've lost and whatever the case is. He's got a coach tonight in desperation. And if D'Angelo Russell, this is going to kind of lead me to the D'Lo point. If D'Lo... Listen, do I think D'Lo's going to have as bad of a game as he did on Saturday? I don't.
I don't either.
And frankly, I wasn't I think you and I both agree with this too. It's not like I felt like D'Lo was taking shots. I'm like, D'Lo, what are you doing?
There's only a couple of shots that were like, those weren't great. Okay. But they were, of this 20 shots, I think 17 of them are probably pretty good shots.
For the most part, I thought D'Lo was taking good shots.
Yeah, but I agree.
Here's what Darvin Ham's going to be in the position of. If the first 24 minutes go by and the Lakers are down six at Denver and D'Lo is still struggling, you're in complete desperation mode. Let me see Gabe Vincent.
Yeah.
Let me see Spencer Dinwiddie. Let me see some of these other guys.
Well, I know how that other movie ends. I just know what it is.
And if you're giving him a game and a half in a seven-game set where you already don't have any margin for error, and I'm not saying it's the last time you're going to see D'Lo. I'm just saying I got to try to see if something else
works.
You're
not giving him a game and a half. You've given him five and a half.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? It's not, and I get it. This year, D'Angelo had arguably the best year of his career. I get it, and he's been good, and not to heap all of this on him, but that's kind of where this series is going to turn, if it's going to turn at all. Because I guess if you're trying to find a reason that the Lakers could win tonight, other than just, hey, look, D'Angelo's got to shoot a lot better. LeBron could go for 40. Don't the laws of probability tell you that they have to win at some point? Just somebody, if you play 10 times, I'm going to win one or two.
Sure.
Right? I mean, it's just, even if you're a lot better than me, the Lakers are NBA team. They got really good players. They're not going to beat me 10 in a row, are they? Well, probably not, but here we are. It's been nine. And none of them have been super close. None of them have been embarrassingly lopsided the other way either. But at some point, like, the law of probability should just tell you. And that's why I think I have to mix it up. That if you get to the halfway point of tonight and D'Lo's struggling again.
I hope he's not.
I hope not too. But I can't just.
That could happen.
I know how this ends. If I do A, then B happens. Well, A is let D'Angelo keep going. B is we lose. Right? I have to take A off. I'm putting C in the game and I don't know. Maybe it's a probably won't be. But let's see. Mm-hmm. You have to throw all of your blank at the wall and see what comes out.
It might be the only series in the entire NBA where this is there's a game two desperation game. But I think most of that has to do with just this is how good Denver is.
It does, but I think it's probably heightened in this series, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's that much. Look, if you're down 2-0 after the first two games and you got to win four, beating a playoff team 4 out of 5 times is,
of course,
incredibly difficult.
But also, what's the saying? The series doesn't start until someone loses at home?
That's the saying. I don't think in any of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, let me give you an example.
If Minnesota wins their game, game two, or do you feel like the Suns are still in it? I don't.
Well, let me give you an example. Would you be shocked if Phoenix played two really good home games against Minnesota? I think where it's different for the Lakers, Denver's beating the Lakers everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not like this is, they lose every time Lakers are at home. That hasn't been the case.
Astley, little Monday Astley. Plus, we'll take some Laker phone calls as well. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Send your Astleys to me. Send them to Emily. Send them to Jorge. And, of course, you can call for your Astley as well. 877-710-ESPN. It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710-ESPN. Are you dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing lets you know if you need a new battery or not, or if you just need a fresh charge. And if you happen to need a replacement, they've got you covered. They're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So the next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Stick with me, Slee.
I'm with you, buddy.
I know things. I don't know a lot of things, but the things I know are the things that I know. Carlos Castillo writes, when streaming a show, do you skip the intro music or the recap? Hashtag Ask Slee.
Intro music is where I skip. Recap I'm okay with, especially if I'm only watching the show weekly.
Let's just say it you want a refresher.
Let me give an example. I was... Shogun comes out. I think it's weekly that it comes out. I'm not as in...
Are you watching Shogun?
I was. I watched a couple episodes, and then this is what Michelle does. It's pretty good. Yeah. It's not bad, but she's like on a marathon. I'm like, I don't have time. I need something else. So she just goes and watches it. But every time I watched that show, give me the recap. Let me just kind of remind me real quick. I don't need the intro because the intro is the same. At least the recap is going to get me a little bit better. Okay, I remember that. Oh, I missed that one. It's been a week. I forget some stuff, so...
I skip the intro every time and the recap
every time.
Yeah. Because they'll always kind of set it up for you, too. There's always a little callback that'll remind you of the thing. And
if it's good writing, you'll know it happened.
Yeah. And I just like to be able to, boop, oh, there goes 40 seconds. That's 40 seconds I don't have to waste staring at the TV.
That's also 40 seconds,
Travis. I know. I'm not saying you're wrong. I got to cheat a little bit. I got to jump ahead. It feels
What's
good.
Funny for me.
I'm going to go rabbit hole on just intros.
I got
I'm
a
go
good rabbit hole for tomorrow.
Okay. Amazing.
Can't
What's
wait.
What's funny? Is I skip some and I don't skip others. I think if the theme is good, and sometimes, so like back in the Game of Thrones days, there used to be little Easter eggs in the theme. So you'll know where you're going in this episode. So it'll be like, oh, we're going to see this town, we're going to see this town, we're going to see this town in this specific episode. So you're going to get primed a little bit for it. And I don't know, something about the opening of like certain shows gets you like, okay, I'm in the mode. Like White Lotus, love the theme. And I will sit and watch the theme. But if I'm binging, I typically don't. If it's week by week, I typically do.
What do you got him?
So I got this one from Raider Rubin. He asks, what is your favorite zoo animal and why?
I like that one.
Favorite zoo animal. I haven't been. So last zoo I went to, San Diego Zoo was the last zoo.
Good
that
zoo.
I've been to. Very good zoo. I mean, there's just something about when you see lions on the other side, like that's incredible. That's incredible. Like you're, and even there they have it where it's the glass, so you can get pretty close. If that lion, you know, will have his back to the glass, just chilling there, not even paying attention, it's like, oh my gosh. Elephants as well. I think elephants is always just ginormous, beautiful creatures.
Taken a safari, right?
Well, I was just going to say, years ago, maybe 5 years ago, whatever it was, I was in Tanzania. I went to the Serengeti.
Yeah.
And there I am in a safari. There's one of the safaris we went on where it was basically all elephants, okay, for the most part. And for the first like half hour, it's like, oh my gosh, look at this. But they're like 2 hours, 3 hours safaris, whatever it is. By like the last hour, I'm like, all right, there's another elephant. Let's keep it moving.
You got any water in this Land Cruiser?
Any rhinos around here? I mean, what's the deal?
Am I the only one? Zoos deeply bum me out.
Yeah, I agree.
Deeply bum me out.
Yeah. Zoos and aquariums both, because like I feel like these animals, I shouldn't see them. They shouldn't be in a cage. Like, I don't know.
And the bigger the animal, the bigger the bummer.
And they always are just, they almost look a little sedated. They always look a little bit less.
Well, they're depressed.
They're depressed.
They got nothing to wake up for.
My mood changed after I watched Happy Feet. So when I was
a kid, the penguin movie?
I watched Happy Feet and that penguin gets taken by people and then put into the zoo in New York City. Jeez. And just how much his life is worse.
Like if you put a parrot in a cage, all right, that's cool, it's pretty, and it's a parrot, whatever. Like, but the lion, I don't care how big the pen is, it's not supposed to be in a pen. It bums me out.
It
Jorge
can't have an 8,000 square foot lot.
Even if did, it has Africa under normal circumstances.
One of the cool things is going
Africa's pretty big.
If you can go to a reserve, so there's like in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, there's like an elk reserve.
I like that.
And you can get in a car and you can just see elks in the wild like running around, like moose and stuff like that. So that's kind of cool.
Jorge.
Christopher Holmes wants to know, how's your air guitar?
Little Santana.
Come on, man. Where's your air guitar?
It's a great air guitar song.
I wouldn't even know what the hell I'm doing.
You got to lean into it. You got to... And then there you go.
Probably as
that
bad
looked like
as
more of a bass player. Like they didn't look like bass players. Just kind of chill.
Yeah, I'm a bass player. That's what people don't understand.
And also, bass players always have a bass face. Yeah, where they kind
of
like are getting into it.
There you go. See, at first you look like
the drum. Okay. air drumming.
At first you look like one of those lazy mariachis that just stands there.
We need
more energy. They're at the restaurant.
I was on the spot. That was the first one I came up with.
There's some guys when you see mariachis or whatever, like live music, and two or three of the band members will be like into it. They're like, hey, we're performing music live. This is what we do. And then there's somebody that's just...
Okay, let me this is a
doing
very...
Doing nothing.
It's a very random story, and there should not be a story based on what he just said. When I was like, I don't know, like 13 years old, 14 years old, something like that, my cousin Julian, who was the one that had the cooler. Remember, he didn't know how to put ice
very
in the cooler.
Disappointed.
You were very disappointed in him. Which, by the way, he kept telling me when that was going on. He's like, please send me the clip. I'm like, yeah, but we didn't compliment you. He's like, I want to hear it. Anyways, when we were...
Why would we compliment that terrible cooler work?
Okay, this is not... This might sound kind of like, okay, interesting, but Middle Eastern, in the Middle Eastern culture, especially even Armenians up here in L.A., bro, there's weddings and events every weekend. Like every week. And it could be a communion party, everybody's invited. It could be a graduation, everybody's invited. They always have, for the most part, especially these weddings, you have a band that's there, right? Mm-hmm. Just a wedding band, whatever it is.
Sure.
So my cousin, who's been doing this since he was like, I don't know, 16 years old, and now he's, let's just say, in his mid to late 40s, he's been playing for all these different events. When I was like 14, his dad, my uncle, was like, hey, we want to keep this in the family. So Joyan's doing what he does. How would you do as like a, basically like a percussionist?
Percussionist.
I think is
a
what
drummer.
It's called. Yeah, percussionist, yeah. A drummer. And I remember my uncle, I remember it vividly. I'm 13, 14 in their garage. And he's like, okay, let's teach you how to do this. It took like 10 minutes. Tryouts were over. They're like, get this guy out of here. I basically got kicked out of the band that didn't even exist at age 14.
What are you going to do? Oh, there you go.
I'm like, I'm going sports talk radio now.
Come on, show me the guitar.
Channel your inner Slash.
I need this. I need the
drums. Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
Here it comes.
What the hell they're doing? I don't know what the hell they're doing. You got it? You got one?
I don't. I'd go small. I'd be like a good ukulele player. Air ukulele. Here's one more for you. Rader Rubin. I'm going to change this a little bit because I already know the answer. Which would you rather do? I'm taking wash the dishes off the table because I know that's your answer. Okay. Which would you rather do? Mow the lawn, clean the bathroom, or vacuum the house?
You could actually put wash the dishes back in there. I haven't had a lawn to mow in a long time.
Okay.
I used to love mowing the lawn.
You like cutting the grass?
Yeah, I did. When I was going up in good old El Cajon in August, and at like 2 p.m., my dad's like, go mow the lawn. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that, Dad. I think I'm going to dehydrate out here. I like cutting grass. I don't know what it was. Like, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing the corners. I go.
Did you get the edger out, or you just use the mower?
Yeah, just the mower.
Yeah.
If you were asking for any more than that. If I go outside corner the whole way, I get the outsides first. Now then I could start doing the lines. Like,
that's
I kind
funny.
Of enjoy doing it.
You know who used to cut the grass?
You said your...
Susan used to mow her lawn. Like, her parents would make her mow the lawn, and my friends knew that she would mow the lawn on Saturday mornings, and they would drive by and harass her and honk horns and take, you know, that's and just make it generally even more miserable
for
her.
So fun.
That's pretty fun.
She's out there mowing the lawn, doing hard yard, you know, landscaping work, and they're driving by, oh, look at her mowing the lawn. Your friends stink. I'm like, I know that. That's why I like them.
Percussionist for Chaldean weddings or get into sports talk radio. I think I should go back.
What are the other? Dodgers had a pretty crummy homestand. They lost 6 of the 9 games on their homestand against 3 teams, none of which made the playoffs last year. Red flags are eh. It's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. What isn't Ashley is Prize Picks.
Oh,
Prize
yeah.
Picks. Over 3 million people are playing Prize Picks. That's why it's the number one DFS platform in all of North America, because it's fun. And here's what I like. It's not complicated, right? Mm-hmm. You pick more or less on the stat projections. Do you think Shohei Ohtani is going to get more or less than one hit in his next game? That's what Prize Picks is, right? You look at that stat projection and you choose more or less. You choose between 2 and 6 players, and you can watch the money roll in.
How about right now? PrizePicks has a free square for Nikola Jokic. Half a point. If you go on the website right now or download the app and you pick Nikola Jokic, you basically already have one of your stat projections for the Lakers and the Nuggets game tonight. Half a point. That's it. Okay, I looked at D'Angelo Russell. We're talking about D'Lo. Obviously struggled, had a bad game. More or less than 16.5 points for D'Angelo Russell tonight. You know what? I'm going more than. I got some faith, even though I said everything I did about D'Angelo Russell. I got some faith in D'Lo. Here's how quickly you can do it. Download the app today. Use the code 710 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Takes about 60 seconds to submit your entry. That's code 710 on PrizePicks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.